Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on routing a rag cut with a DJ-friendly structure. Today we're working in the vocals area of drum and bass production, and the goal is not just to drop in a cool vocal loop. We want to turn that rag cut into something that feels like it belongs in a real club tune. Something that helps with tension, identity, and movement. Something a DJ could actually mix in and out of cleanly. That's the big idea here. In DNB, a vocal is not just decoration. It can act like a cue, a hook, and a piece of rhythm all at once. A short rag of phrase can lead into the drop, answer the drums, or give the bass line a moment to breathe. That's what gives the track attitude. So let's build this in a simple, beginner-friendly way. First, choose a short rag of vocal phrase. Keep it punchy. 1 to 4 bars is usually plenty, and honestly, sometimes just a couple of words with a strong delivery is even better. In Ableton, create a new audio track and name it Ragavox. Then drag your sample onto the track. If the vocal feels more percussive and chopped, try warping it in beats mode. If it has more natural movement or sustain, complex can work better. Don't overthink that part too much at the start. The main thing is that the vocal feels like it has character. And here's a really useful beginner tip. If the sample already sounds strong, that's a win. You do not need to fix everything with processing. A good attitude in the performance matters more than a perfect technical cleanup at this stage. Before adding effects, clean up the sample a little. Put utility first, then EQ8. If the sample is too hot, lower the utility gain so you have some headroom. On EQ8, high pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz. That removes low-end clutter and keeps it out of the way of the sub and kick. If the vocal sounds muddy, try dipping around 200 to 400 Hz. By a couple dB. If it feels harsh, gently reduce some of the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. The idea is not to make it polished and glossy. The idea is to make it clear and usable. If there's hiss or top-end noise, a gentle high shelf cut above 10 kHz can help. Just keep it subtle. Overprocessing a rag cut can make it lose its edge fast. Now let's make the vocal more flexible for arrangement. DNB loves short phrases that can work as intro teases, pre-drop cues, and drop stabs. You can right-click the clip and slice it to a new MIDI track if you want to trigger parts individually. If you do that, use transients or 1/8-note slicing depending on the sample. Or keep it even simpler and manually split the clip into useful pieces. You might want one short hey-style hit, one longer phrase for the build, and one tail or shout for transition moments. Keep those chops rhythmic. In drum and bass, vocals often work better like percussion than like a full melody. Now let's build the vocal chain. On the vocal track, you can add a gate if the sample has noise or unwanted room sound. Add a compressor if the volume jumps around too much. Add saturator if you want a little grit and presence. Then use echo or delay for dubstyle throws, and reverb only if you need a bit of space. A good starting point for saturator is just a few dB of drive, maybe 1 to 4. For compressor, a ratio somewhere around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a solid starting point, with an attack that's not too fast so you keep the vocals punch. For echo, try a synced 1/8 or 1/4 dotted delay with feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the delay so it doesn't fill up the low mids. For reverb, keep it short and controlled, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, with the low end cut out of the reverb return. But here's the better club-friendly move. Put delay and reverb on return tracks instead of loading them directly onto the vocal. Make one return called dub delay and another called room verb. That way, the main vocal stays dry, punchy, and readable, and you can send only selected words into space. That's a really important routing idea. In a DJ-friendly arrangement, the effects should happen on purpose. Not all the time, just on the moments that matter. So now we automate the sends. Let the vocal stay mostly dry, then throw the last word before the drop into delay. Add a little reverb on the final phrase of an 8-bar section. Automate the send up briefly, then bring it back down. You can also automate an auto filter to move from close to open over 4 or 8 bars. That's a great way to build tension, without making the vocal feel too loud. If the arrangement gets busy, you can even dip the vocal with utility, by a couple dB so it stays present without fighting the drums and bass. Now think like a DJ. We want the track to feel mixable. A simple beginner structure could be 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of build or tease, then 16 or 32 bars of drop, followed by an 8-bar switch-up, another 16 bars, and an outro. In the intro, use filtered vocal chops with no sub. In the build, tease a rag of phrase over the drums. At the drop, hit with a short vocal stab and then leave room for the bass and breaks to do their job. In the outro, strip it back down so the tune can be mixed out cleanly. This is where the conversation idea matters. Think of the vocal answering the drums, not sitting on top of everything constantly. Leave little gaps on purpose, even a tiny pause, before or after the phrase can make the next drum hit feel much heavier. When you place the vocal, think about phrase boundaries. Bar 1 of a section is a great place for a strong hit. Bar 8 can work as a turnaround. The last beat before a fill is another perfect spot. And if there's a gap in the bass line, that's your call and response moment. You can also move the vocal slightly ahead of the beat if you want urgency, or slightly behind if you want swagger. A vocal cut that locks with a snare on 2 and 4, or lands with a drum fill, often feels much more natural in D&B. Small timing shifts can make a huge difference. Now let's talk mix space, because this is where beginners often get stuck. The vocal should not steal the low end. Keep it high pass. Avoid huge low mid reverb clouds. Make sure your sub stays clean and centered, and compare the vocal against the snare and bass line, not just in solo. If the vocal feels too wide, use utility to narrow the stereo width a bit. If it's boxy, cut some low mids with EQ8. If it still competes in the drop, you can sidechain or simply reduce the vocal level and shorten the reverb tail. A really good habit here is to mute the vocal and to ask yourself, does the track still work? If the answer is yes, then the vocal is supporting the tune instead of carrying it. That's exactly what we want. To make the rag a cut feel more like a finished record, add one transition layer. You could duplicate the last word, reverse it, high pass it, and automate the volume into the drop, or bounce the delay tail to audio and cut a little piece to reverse. That gives you a custom riser-like moment without needing anything fancy. And once you've built it, test it like a DJ would. Solo the vocal with the drums, then test it with the bass. Then listen to the full mix, and definitely listen at low volume too, because that's where balance problems show up fast. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the vocal lead you into the section? Does it leave enough room for the snare and sub? Can a DJ mix into the intro and out of the outro easily? Do the delay throws land at the end of phrases instead of randomly? If yes, then you've got a proper vocal tool for drum and bass arrangement. Let's quickly remember the common mistakes. Don't use one long vocal phrase everywhere. Chop it up and give it space. Don't leave low end in the vocal. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't place it over the bass line constantly. And don't ignore phrase structure. 8-bar and 16-bar movement matters a lot in club music. If you want to take this further, there are some really cool variations to try. You can build a two-layer vocal system with one dry, punchy cut and one quieter process duplicate. You can create call and response between two different phrases. You can resample the delay and reverb tail and chop that into new performance pieces. You can even make a drop-only version of the vocal that gets more aggressive when the energy rises. For darker or heavier D&B, short dry vocal chops often work best like percussion. Automating filters can create tension without making the vocal too forward. A little saturation helps it survive on small speakers. And keeping the core energy centered gives the track more weight, while the effects can spread wider around it. Here's a quick practice challenge. Find a rag of vocal phrase with attitude. Put it on a new audio track. High pass it around 150 Hz. Split it into three useful pieces. One intro tease, one pre-drop phrase, and one drop stab. Add an echo return with a dotted quarter note delay and around 20 to 30% feedback. Arrange it across a simple 16-bar intro and 16-bar drop. Automate the delay send so only the last word throws into space. Then check it against your drums and bass at low volume. If you want an extra challenge, reverse one vocal tail leading into the drop. At the end of this lesson, remember the main point. A rag a cut in D&B works best when it feels like part of the arrangement, not just a sample sitting on top. Keep it short, keep it rhythmic, route it cleanly, and place it with intention. That's how you get attitude, movement, and DJ-friendly flow in Ableton Live 12.